Bonjour, mesdames et messieurs. Bienvenue for this convocation for 600 engineers. It may be a long morning, and you can hear the piper, or you will hear the piper, from your right-hand side. And I think it would be a nice touch when the piper comes in with this class of students to give them a nice hand. It'll be probably about 1 minute from now, and then we'll have some messages for you when they're fully seated.
Thank you.
have a nice hand for the piper. Bonjour encore, mademoiselle et monsieur. Welcome to this convocation for the engineers. There are about 600, as I mentioned, when they started in to come, and I think we had just enough seats. So it's going to be a relatively long presentation today, but we'll do our best to stay on time. My name is David Harp. I'm University Marshal, and I want to introduce our Dean of Students, Andre Kostopoulos, who has some important information should we get a storm.
Thank you. Welcome. Congratulations to the graduates again. Now, in the very, very unlikely event that we have to evacuate the tent, it has happened, please keep in mind a few very simple directives. At the back of your program, there is a plan, an evacuation plan. Consult it. Follow the instructions of the ushers. Stay calm. Take the kids. Leave the strollers. Not the other way around. The students and the parents and families will be evacuated to different areas because you're in different sectors of the tent. You will be reunited as soon as possible. Don't look for your family members in the case of evacuation because we will have chaos and everyone will be unsafe. So go to the designated places. Si jamais on devait évacuer la tente, évidemment, restez calme. Suivez les instructions des placiers. Regardez à l'arrière de votre programme, vous avez des instructions. Vous allez être évacué à des endroits différents selon la section de la tente dans laquelle vous êtes. Donc les étudiants et les parents vont être évacués à des endroits différents. Vous allez être réunis aussitôt que possible. Ne cherchez pas les membres de votre famille si jamais on évacue parce que personne va être en sécurité. Ayez une très bonne cérémonie. Please have a great ceremony. See you at the end.
I have two messages for you. One is that the engineers have produced an amazing camera that has facial recognition, knows where you live, and simultaneously can compute your CGPA. And I'm going to try this group right over here, right now. It says 3.97. Maybe we need a readjustment. Let me try this group. I'll leave that group alone. Anyway, engineers are noted for their ingenuity, and your ingenuity will be to get up onto the stage in an appropriate way, so make sure you have your lineup card. Please make sure. If the women in the audience, in the graduates are having a bad hair day, you have a chance to correct it at the mirror. If the gentlemen are having a bad hair day, too bad. Leave it alone. And you will note that on the side, and I will be getting you out of your seats into the alignment that is available to come up onto the stage. You will give your first half of your lineup card to the reader on that side of the stage. And the second half, which you've torn in half, there's a perforation, you will give to the dean down here and for your diploma. I think that's the main message. Watch what your fellow students are doing. The first one has the trouble. Everyone else should follow that if they don't. Levez-vous, s'il vous plaît. Please rise for the platform party.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good morning, graduating students, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen, bonjour à tous. It is my duty to inform you, if you haven't already heard, that because of the possibility of severe thunderstorms and remembering the problems that caused last year, we're going to adjust the program a little bit. And after I give you a few words of welcome, we're going to go immediately to the most important part of this ceremony, which is, of course, the conferral of the degrees on the graduating students, following which we'll go to the teaching awards, and then we'll hear from the principal and conclude the ceremony. So unless I hear any objection, I hear none, that's the way we're going to proceed. Alors, j'espère que vous acceptez ce petit changement du programme. It's a great day for you, the graduates. Congratulations to each and every one of you. But even more so, it's a momentous day for your parents, spouses, friends, and supporters, as in many cases, it's been their sacrifice and encouragement that has led to your success, which we're celebrating here today. Your presence at this ceremony in such numbers, and indeed it is a full house, shows your attachment to McGill, an attachment which we hope, and I hope you will hope, will remain a lifelong one to your benefit and to the benefit of your alma mater. Votre présence à cette cérémonie en si grand nombre démontre votre attachement à McGill. J'espère que cet attachement deviendra un lien bénéfique pour vous tous et pour McGill tout au long de votre vie. Now, you'll receive lots of praise for your hard work and accomplishments, and deservedly so. But you'll also be receiving lots of advice, and from multiple sources, from parents, relatives, friends, and even from total strangers. And even though I told myself I wouldn't do it, I confess that I'm going to join this group and give you some advice. But rest easy. It will be very short, and perhaps in due course, you might even judge it to be good advice. When you leave, use the knowledge and skills you've acquired at McGill to try many things. Be bold. Chase after your dreams and go down many paths. Above all, do not be afraid to seek knowledge and adventure, because in doing so, you'll no doubt enjoy success. But you will also, from time to time, stumble and fall. You will fail. You will make mistakes. It's inevitable. But as James Joyce said, mistakes are the portals of discovery. Or put another way by Winston Churchill, all of us make mistakes, but only the wise learn from their mistakes. Le conseil que je me permets de vous donner, c'est de ne pas craindre de l'échec. Car bien que nous apprenions beaucoup par le succès, il y a davantage de leçons précieuses qui découlent de l'échec. It's what you learn from experiences that go sideways and how you recover from them that will enrich your life journey and help you grow as human beings. The author of the famous Harry Potter books, J.K. Rowling, persevered at writing, even though publishers rejected her first 12 attempts. She told a graduating class at Harvard, "He may never fail on the scale that I did, but it's impossible to live without failing at something, unless you live so cautiously that you might as well not have lived at all, in which case you fail by default." Successful people learn by their mistakes and failures and look forward. They don't look back. They learn and they move on. So go out there and try many things. Focus laser-like on a few and don't be afraid to fail. Because it's from these depths that you will learn the most, especially how to savor the sweet taste of success. Bonne chance à vous tous. Good luck to you all and all of your endeavors. And Godspeed. Now, as I indicated, we'll go directly to the awarding of degrees, and to this end, I'll call upon Professor Tony Massey to begin proceedings. Professor Massey.
I don't have that. Sorry. Actually, we're going to proceed with the conferral of an honorary degree on Arthur Lau before we go to the students.
That's the mark of a real provost. He wouldn't be surprised when the chancellor makes a mistake in the proceedings. So indeed, we're going to go immediately to the awarding of the honorary degree. To that end, I'm going to ask Professor Nicel to introduce our honorary degree recipient. Professor Nicel.
Mr. Chancellor, it is with great pleasure that I present Arthur Lau, architect, community leader, and philanthropist. A McGill graduate and longtime resident of Montreal, Arthur Lau presents a model of responsible citizenship that is compelling and inspiring. His numerous contributions to Montreal and to Canada are revealed in his 5 decades of distinguished architectural practice, in his continuing volunteer work and activism on behalf of Montreal's Chinese community, and in his long association with McGill as a benefactor and member of the Board of Governors. As a governor, but always behind the scenes, Mr. Lau has played an instrumental role in fundraising initiatives that have generated endowed chairs in arts, engineering, and medicine, as well as countless scholarships and other awards that support students in 8 faculties. Equally significant have been his substantial contributions to McGill's built environment as chair of the Building and Property Committee of the Board of Governors for 11 years. Under his dedicated leadership in a period of intense investment in new construction and renovation, the university established standards of excellence and accountability in design that have dramatically transformed the quality of life and learning at McGill. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you Arthur C.F. Lau, so that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Science, honoris causa.
And now I'll recall Professor Massey to the stage to begin the proceedings to the awarding of degrees. Professor Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Faculty of Engineering for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by the Chancellor, the Principal, or the Chair of the Board of Governors. Students who do not yet have a university degree shall remove their mortarboard cap. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, indicating the conferral symbolically of the degree. Students who have already earned a university degree, at least to the level of a bachelor's degree, shall keep their mortarboard on their head and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat and get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. For engineering students, that tapping does not mean a keg of beer. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The dean of the faculty will also greet students and take a photo with them while they are still on stage. The parchment itself will be given to each student as she or he leaves the stage. We begin with graduate students, followed by undergraduates. In the course of this convocation week, some of you may have seen students wearing red or white scarves. Self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation, in the community, and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those earning a degree, the white for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather has two meanings, respect for the person and the marking of an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment to and respect for the land on which we live. And the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui nous sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que le candidat dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'il soit présent ou absent, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill's Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's official list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. I now invite Professor Alinush Saroyan to present the graduates and Professor Jim Neisel, Dean of the Faculty of Engineering, to congratulate all graduating students. Congratulations, class of 2015. Félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Architecture, Reza Athasi. Ehsan Donishyar. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Chemical Engineering, Amire Akbari. Felipe Aristazabal. Nathan Hordy. Amir Sheikhi. Moed Shahamat. Nahar Ulla. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Civil Engineering, Emily Hudun. Shuka Karimpour Qanadi. Ali Reza Mirzai. طلا نواب دانشمند محمد تاج پرست سید امیر حسین زهابی For the degree of philosophy in electrical engineering احمد مصطفی ابو الحجا Karim Ali Dina. Motaz El Sayed Ammar. Jonathan Michael Busse. Ashfiqa Tahsin Khani. Hoda Dao. Rajiv Das. Dante Alberto Denigres Moreno. Yusuf El Kurdi. Dalia El Shimi. Mariam Golshayan. Sean Huberman. Reza Jalayar. مهرسان جوان رشدخاری زهرا کریم آقالو سعید رضا خسروی راد گلام کیبریا بویان میهالوویچ مهدی نبایی عطا نوروزیان املی الیزابت پورتر دی دبلیو امبریج اوارد سیاوش رحیمی میر نظموس سکیب محمد شاهین کان وانگ جه یاو چنبی جوگه For the degree of philosophy in mechanical engineering, Aysa Birya. Kamran Ghaffari Toysirkan. Sayyid Mohammad Mirkhalaf Valashani. Hussein Mohammadi. نیلوفر مرادیان عاطفه نبوی فرهنگ نوروزی زهرا نور محمدی ژیل فیلیپ پیشه مختل Florence J. Susiv. Pamela Wu. Yi Zhang. For the degree of philosophy in mining and materials engineering, Lydia Yolanda Aguirre Perales. ماندانا برناپور محمد هفنی شیرین کابولی ژقوم لبوف امیر محمد نظری نسیم رضوی‌نیا امیر رضایی فرکوش جیمز مایکل شاکلی For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Urban Planning, Ihab Ismail Muhammad Diab. For the degree of Master of Architecture in Professional Architecture, Kevin Bochar. Erika Brandel Mouton. Andrew Brown. Clotilde Kay Levesque. Léon Dussault-Gagné. Maxime Duval. Michael Hasey. Veronica Elizabeth Lally. Emmanuel Lamar-Doré. Maxime Lefebvre. Laurence Leroux-Lapierre. Julia Manacas. For the degree of Engineering in Aerospace Engineering, Jean-Philippe Caron. Corrado Paul Millier Lacroix. Mitul Patel. Alex Nina Pougy. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Melissa Jocelyn Japp. Noor El Ghazal. Roya Jamarani. Matthew Derek Richard Koch. Gregory Lasky. Kyungwon Lee. Alexandre Richard Maupu. David Ryan Peter Morris. Faraz Ahmad Rajput. Rinat Rashopov. Zhenia Savelyeva. Tomasz Vlasic. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Ali Al Khalifa. Sean Burns. Amin Sozovar. Aditya Subramanian. Bryce Harris Thomasin. Li Zhang. Yan Zhang. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Electrical Engineering, Ivan Aslamov. Stephen Bilby. Harmit Singh Chima. Alexandre Courtemanche. Nathan Chaim Michael Friedman. British Sunil Jadhav. Chen Jiang. Shijia Li. Jingxi Lu. Mehnaz Man'an. Debbie Prasad Mishra. Prokopis Prokopiu. Andrew David Rainey. Jamshid Rezaie Mianroudi. Ali Reza Samani. Alexei Sokolov. Rana Tahmasebi. Prabhat Kumar Tiwari. Guillaume Vigé. Su Da Ching. Minu Dav. For the degree of Master of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering, Tyler Thomas Clancy. Karen John William Humphreys. Dominique Leblanc. Jeremy Patrick Léger. Alexander Markakis. Gautam Marwa. Kyriakos Ioanni Moditis. Lux Van Te Fun. Matthew Wadi Basta Shaker. For the degree of Engineering in Mining and Materials Engineering, Lei Jin. Nason Oliver Kamrampour. Fan Liu. Ravinder Singh Multani. Kowun Park. Samantha Rudinsky. Yuxel Asli Sari. Huijing Wei. Fengjiang Zeng. For the degree of Master of Science in Mining and Materials Engineering, Renaud Senecal. For the degree of Master of Urban Planning, Magdalena Barrera. Christian Luc Binet. Andrea Dumas. Mark Ramsey Ellsworthy. Elizabeth Elise Flanagan. Kate Issima Francin. Daniela Guerrero. Xiaoli Guo. Myriam Langlois. Alexander Kenneth Legrand. David Murray Patton. Vincent Poirier. For the degree of Engineering in Chemical Engineering, Muhammad Al-Khabbaz. Erica Marie Ashley Anderson. Marilou Baroudi. Karim Georges Bechir, Distinction. Jonathan Benitez Centino. Philippe Bergeron. Daniel Burkett, Dean's Honor List. Saika Chanda. Yara Shidyak. Daniel Richard Cutler. Paola Daniore. Dune Jesse Desormeaux. Abdoulaye Dien. Babacar Dien. Munib Hassan Durrani. Gabriel Antonio Flores Brichenio. Laura Parney Germain. Nathan Goldstein, British Association Medal, Society of Chemical Industry Merit Award, and Dean's Honor List. Colin Andreas Grambau, Dean's Honor List. Alexander John Grant, Distinction. Clara Hartmanson. Peter Johan Innes. Omar Haris Iqbal. Matthew Andrew Jones. Deepika Kanagasingam. Carl Khalil. دنا خورسندی. یونگون کیم، دینز آنر لیست. بیاتریس لپورت روا. جیمز الکساندر لاتوکا. Stéphane Mathieu Liégy. Paul Liu, Dean's Honor List. Gabriel Matouk. Hallie Alexandra McDonald. Simone Makil. Arijan Manukoglu. Emilio Marcellini. Amit Benny Matthew. Emily Claire Mills, Distinction. Roshan Singh Nanwa. Anand Vinay Natu. Christina Pavlovich, Distinction. Christian Perk. Chantline Pineda. Ilana Pincus. Sanjana Sharma. Sarah Elizabeth Shipley, Dean's Honor List. Jennifer Terry Stoll. Alan Frederick Sickerbowl Stanley. Muhammad Rito Taufik. Amanda Lauren Toms. Jennifer Ann Angevin Wilkinson. Catherine Yvette Willis. Nitsorn Wongsa Tati. Michael John Wood. Usman Yaqub, Distinction. Kevin Jiahua Zhu, Distinction. Regina Zurutuza. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Civil Engineering, Mariama Abdul Ghani. Hyunjae An. Ahmed Hashem Al Hunaidi. Tural Alizada. Saad Ahmad Alvi. Ziad Bashan, Distinction. Faris Ahmad Bani Malham. Kristen Aaron Blows, Dean's Honor List. Julia Brin. Steve Mwangi Kauri. Stephen Cherry, Class of 51 Structural Engineering Prize, Robert Forsyth Prize in Civil Engineering, and Dean's Honor List. Peter James Clarkson, Distinction. Felipe Christophe Coma. Guy Cromwell. Cameron James Dagg. Valentine Marion de Klerk. Neil Ari Dentum. Charles Eric Desjardins, Distinction. Jean-Nicolas Di Marzo. Kaylee Diamond, Distinction. Matthias Dutti. Lara Egbiola Marcial. Azaria Estefanos. Jad Nabil Farah. Laurent Gervais. Gabriel Giger Joannette, Distinction. David Villegas Gonzalez. Chloe Lei Grison. Marc-Antoine Grandin, Alan Cook Prize in Civil Engineering. Sarah Hajar, Distinction. Jennifer Claire Hall. Adam Hasham, Dean's Honor List. Elliot Hover. Carl Elu, Distinction. Carlinda Sydney Hintz. Laura Osari. Abdulkader Youssef Jaber. David James, Distinction. Chanel Stacy Jonai. Salim Kamun. Catherine Elaine Casper. Mariam Nuruddin Kazim. Elias Hayat, Distinction. Duwei Kong. Ellen Philippa Lane, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Patrick Lasserre. Patrick Daniel Latrey, Distinction. Marc-Julien Laurier. Sirianne Lawless, Dean's Honor List. Jonathan Maciej Lenkiewicz. Yan Liu, Dean's Honor List. Annalise Catherine Loxley. Aaron Manzali, Raymond Cox Memorial Prize in Civil Engineering. Claire Alexandra Meloche. Benoit Miquel, Distinction. Philip Morse. Carrie House Mook. Tayyab Mayasorwala, Distinction. Nadia Nachtigal. Nadira Nawabi. Lambert Nguyen. Nina Tan Nguyen. Nicola Martin Norsker. Benjamin Noah Pavlevsky. Roman Marius Pietkovich, Dean's Honor List. Maximilien Evan Potvin. Mohammad Rafi Rafi Azari. Scott Andrew Rochefort. Julian Rossi, Distinction. Eric Saumur. Hadia Sawaf. Tino Shortino. Matthew Douglas Smith. Rebecca Talia Marie Stanzelite. Daniel Adam Tarantino. Tristano Tenaglia, Distinction. Jenna Theopoulos. Baihan Wang. Menjia Wang. Nicholas Robert Wavier. Julie Wiley. Jan Hendrik Hoffmeyer Williams. Jie Xiong. Xieyu Yang. Joseph Sharbel Yazbek, Distinction and Royed Sherali Memorial Award. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Computer Engineering, Bilal Ait Slimani. Yaman Al-Samman, British Association Medal. Nicolas Bukas. Radhika Chandra. Yongguk Cho. Kornpat Choi. Kevin Wenchin Dam. Andrew Stephen Dennis. Jean-Sébastien Derry. Clark Martin Gradonia. Julien Guérinet. Lina Shea. Lauren Peter Lugosch. Matthew Ryan McAllister. Zane Logan McCaig. Chandani Patel. Ryan Zingzen. Michael David Smith. Yukon Su. Sashitra Tanabalan. Matthew Andrews Versaker. For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Electrical Engineering, Abdulhadi Abdulhadi. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Honors Program, Andres Acevedo. Joshua David Alfaro, Dean's Honor List. Miguel André Arroca Ouellet. Cameron William Burge, Distinction. Alexandre Bourassa, British Association Medal, Professor Gar Lam Yip Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Stephanie Raquel Campbell, Distinction. William Edwin Dickerson, Dean's Honor List. Maxim Gurstein, Dean's Honor List. Charlie Jashan, Dean's Honor List. Abdul Hasib Jahangir, Dean's Honor List. Chao Xin Jiang, Dean's Honor List. Nigel Shishing Kutmoy Chong, Dean's Honor List. David Arto Lalayan, Distinction. Payom Meshkin, Distinction. Monorina Mukhopadhyay, Dr. Alfred Maloney Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Dania Ranga, Dean's Honor List. Jack Sawyer, Dean's Honor List. Yang Wu, Distinction. Sa Xiao, Distinction. Nabil Zuljaloli, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Electrical Engineering Regular Program, Omar Abu Omar. Rohit Agarwal. Aksa Ahmed. Abdullah Nedal Al-Khuzai. Haidar Ali. Raisa Marielle Anderson. Justin Anthony. Khalid Anwar. Vanson Arabian. Julien Archambault. Patrick Arnaud. Ahmed Ashraf Abdelhamid. Muhammad Daniel Aslam. Siddharth Ashtana. Harsh Ajay Arora. Muhammad Taimur Ayaz. Milena Kalzu Bare. Cameron Bell. Andreas Schilling Break. Samuel Bruno. Serge Dakach. Justin Stephen Darimpo. Brooke Dejeuner. Julien Paul Salvatore Castellano. Anthony Delage, Distinction. Yuan Yun Chen, Distinction. Nianfeng Cheng. Alice Dirk. Muhammad El Gindi. Yusuf Amr El Sharnoubi. Michael Damien. Yingkun Fan, Philippe Fortin Simard, Jason Gallarno, Justin Gelina Delille, Matthew Gidaro da Silva, Harris Haidari, Sean Amelan Owens, Ahmed Fakhri Hanafi, Sayed Naziful Haq, Isa Haroon, Muhammad Shabir Hussein, Distinction, Tarek Jab, Yakub Yarnik, Jemeleddin Kebic, Mariam Khan, Gregory Kim, Nuri Ege Kozan, Hak Hayun Lee, Yunjin Lee, Yongun Lee, Chen-Shi Lee, British Association Medal, McGill Alumni Society Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Anthony Nigel Lowther, Andrew David Jessen, Tashrif Anwar, Alexander Robert McDonald, Pierre-Luc Martel, Distinction, Viviana Mashotra, Abdesalam Medwar, Matthew Menely, Lilian Chong, Richard Merlin, Michael Novak Milosevic, Muad Mahfoudi, Basil Manko, Kirtiga Murugopilai, Fatma Nurozbek, Distinction, Lidio Pan, Distinction, Christopher Petrina, Chongxuan Qin, Atin Ramola, Sayed Kazem Raza, Hamza Riaz, Irtaza Ali Rizvi, Warren Thomas Robinson, Annie Saleh. Abubakar Zababa Sambo. Daniel Saek. Lulan Shen. Rasha Slawi. Nikhil Sirindi. Meng Yin Tao. Sasha Torman. Joël Vaillancourt. Mohamed Arsalan Wasim. Dylan James Watts. Gregory Williamson. Adam Witkowski. Rufan Wu. Albert Xie. Stephen Mannion Yi. Yilin Zhang. Zuyang Zhang. Lucy Li Zhang. Charles Zhu. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Materials Engineering Co-op Program, Caleb Sidney Allen. Pun Oksorn Warawat. Charles-Éric Boutet, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Zeshan Chaudhry. Dennis Yangtze Chen. Leila Farahdel, Distinction. Whitney Ray Genoway. Brendan Patrick Gribbons. Cameron Michael John Hill. Wade Sik Kao. Eric Bernard Cooper. Mohamed Lahlou. Chichen Alvin Ma. Andrew Mann. Pedro Pereira Marzano. Callum Dale Joe Mascarenas. Kota Matsuo, Distinction and Burke Silver Medal. Kang Yining. Christophe Olivier Ranville. Benjamin Adam Schreiber. Kian Oliver Teixeira. Cyrus Young. Sun Zhang. Jingyu Zhao. Magda Elena Zidzik, Distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Honors Program, Gareth Leslie Dicker, Distinction. Eden Klingberg. Suleiman Lazrak, Distinction. Guanlun Lian. Carlos Augusto Marin Capriles. Kelsey Brianna McGivern, British Association Medal, David E. and Ronnie Shuella Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Vincent Morin, Dean's Honor List. Jordan Kenneth Stoker, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mechanical Engineering Regular Program, Jennifer Aboud. Federico Alzomora Previtali, Distinction. Philippe Daniel Ambo, Distinction. Mustafa Farhan Arifin. Hamza Assad. Julian Yuji Ashley. David Gordon Bailey, CSME Gold Medal and Dean's Honor List. Samantha Joan Baribeau, Dean's Honor List. Adrian Petrus Battiston, Distinction. Jethro William Beattie Booth, Ernest Brown Gold Medal for High Stability Throughout the Undergraduate Program, Harry Pierce Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Salim Belhaoun, Distinction. Louisa Benteman, Distinction. Sebastian Bergeron Raposo, Distinction. Marvin Ronan Burton, Dean's Honor List. Noha Vishri. Siddharth Boyampalli. Matt Harrison Brescher. Katie Brennan. Stephanie Breton, British Association Medal, McGill École Polytechnique Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Catherine Brière. Derek Dak Singh Burroughs. Armand Carter, Dean's Honor List. Colton J. Chapin. Alexander Shavari. Stephen Chung. Rivka Cohen, Distinction. Luigi Corrado. Adam Kowiensky, Distinction. Elaine Violet Craigie, Dean's Honor List. Anna Cebulski, Distinction. Alexandre Derico Provencher. Alissa Di Lollo. Samuel Donato, Dean's Honor List. Elham Elbitar, Harry Pierce Prize. Amanda Caitlin Eldridge, Harry Pierce Prize. Andrew Stephen Francis, Professor Jules Stachovich Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Jonathan Joel Frenet. Cyril Samuel Goldstein, Distinction. Sebastian Hans Groenhuysen. Norman Hafiz. Bassam Ul Haq, Distinction. Rami Haspini. Benjamin William Herman. Corey Robert Hill. Michael John Hinton, Charles Michael Morrison Gold Medal for Exceptional Engineering Promise, Governor General Silver Medal, and Dean's Honor List. Christopher Justin Hall. Duncan Fraser Hood. Xuan Hu, Dean's Honor List. Mindy Huang. David Michael Johnson, Distinction. Karuna Kadam. Eric Kalali. Eric William Cartman, Distinction. Joy Raymond Khairulla. Essa Rahim Khamis, Distinction. Daniel Paul Koss Stevenson, Distinction. Michael Andrew Kratzios. Khaled Kurji. Pierre-Luc Laforge-Garon. Mathieu Leblanc. Noah Lee. Francis Lee. Andrew Luongo. Federico José Machado Morandini. Karen Andrew Coral Mack. Muntazir Malan. Amelia Catherine Mannarino. Alexander James Marotta. James Mehta. Zia Mehtab. Thomas Menzefrike. Frederic Meto. Soheb Mirza. Sherif Ahmed Mawad. Beverly Enkata Muita. Glenn Patrick Murphy. Munir Nadu, Distinction. Frédéric Normando. Nina Rebecca Omerovich Pekali, Dean's Honor List. Gregory Alexander Orsini. Emmett Moshe Padway. Douglas Patrick. Gregory Charles Pickett. Andrei Popovichenko. Daniel James Porter. Lino Antonio Primera. Muhammad Tanvir Mahtab Rahim. Sajid Al Rashid, Distinction. Alessandra Robia, Distinction. Romain Roux. Rahul Rouhani. Valina Sintal. Sara Scali. Muhammad Farzan Zahir Subhani. Elizabeth Mui Tiang Tong. Edward Tran. Justin Matthew Turcotte, Dean's Honor List. Prinan Turio. Arun Kumar Valiappan, Dean's Honor List. Alfredo Velasquez Loya. Qixiang Wang. Su Yu Wang. Yao Wang. Thomas Patrick Wheeler. Christopher Chung Hin Wong. Nicholas Ge Yi. Imtiaz Alam Zawad. Muhammad Zakaria Zeru. For the degree of Bachelor of Engineering in Mining Engineering Co-op Program, Saleh Muhammad Iwan. Eric Gaudreau. Marc-Olivier Granger. Jeffrey Ahmad Kinal. Yulong Lin. Rashad Murtada. Bashar Ode. Shai Levy Spielberg. Nicola Roger Swan. For the degree of Bachelor of Science in Architecture, Bashar Abdullah. Jose Luis Alvarez. Alexandre Boudouin Mackay. Dana Ben David, or Ben David, Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship and Dean's Honor List. Louis Christophe Bigra. Xiandi Tai, Distinction. Michael Carosello. Lisa Chow, Dean's Honor List. Jessica Hui Huang Dou, Distinction. Berker Arrow. Lina Godin, Distinction. Andrew David Grant, Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship and Dean's Honor List. Frédéric Gravier. Charles Grégoire, Distinction. Jing Han, Dean's Honor List. Chu Jun Ho. Siobhan Erin Heffernan, Distinction. Marius Florin Hexen, Distinction. Justin Hong, Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship. Camilla Jolicoeur. Jennifer Khairalla. Emily Yeonhyung Koo. Seoyeon Kwon. Catherine Gyeon Lee. Sukwong Lee. Ariella Lenetsky. Yifan Liao. Yutun Lin, Distinction. Adriana Mogusano. Khorshid Naderi Azad, Distinction and William Truman Shaver Scholarship. Caroline Pfister. Chelsea Faith Pigeon, Distinction. Tanya Prou Pilon, Distinction. Charles-Olivier Rocret, Distinction. Jacob Serko Sarian, Distinction. Lorenzo Saroli Palumbo, Carl Fisher Scholarship, Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship, and Dean's Honor List. Philippe Sorel. Nancy Serag Eddin. Kristen Liana Tu, McGill Alumni Society Prize, Wilfred Truman Shaver Scholarship and Dean's Honor List. Roxanne Turmel. Di Hua Wei. Maxime Huet. Rubing Xu. Jessica Yi. For the degree of Bachelor of Software Engineering, Antonio Pasquale D'Aversa. Na Chuang Dao. Charles Antoine de Salaberry. Patrick Dubé. Omar Alejandro González Delgado. Peter Miller Henderson, Distinction. Nadeem Islam. Jeffrey Park Yu Long. Jessica Makuka. Radu Paltinonu. Karan Shahani. Vasily Rasukhin. Vincent Petrella. Ashley Philip Simpson. Jordan Sterling. Wei Sing Ji Ta, Distinction. Toby Joseph Tubia. Fuhan Tufekci, British Association Medal and Dean's Honor List. Allison Vanderwee.
Thank you very much, Professor Saroyan. I'd ask the graduating class to please stand. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you, with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Bravo et félicitations. Ladies and gentlemen, it's now my pleasure to invite Dr. Arthur Lau, to whom we have earlier conferred the highest recognition that it is within the power of this university to grant, to deliver the convocation and address. Dr. Lau.
Chancellor Megan, Principal and Vice Chancellor Fauci, Governors and Governor Emeritus, distinguished guests and professors, fellow graduates and friends. Almost 60 years ago, I say goodbye to my parents, some of the siblings and family friends at Hong Kong Kai Tak Airport. I clearly remember the tears in the eyes of my mother and the longing expression of my father. I was the first member of the family leave China to study in Canada. I remember the caring words of given to the son. They knew they would not be able to return home for at least 4 years due to financial limitation. I knew very well their expectation of me with my study. In those days, the plane with preparers had to take 4 stops for refueling, an overnight stop in Okinawa, then on to Wake Island, then Hawaii, and San Francisco before landing at Montreal. But today, it only takes 12 hours for a direct flight from Toronto to Hong Kong. Due to language and a different education system, my study in architecture at McGill was difficult. I worked in an architectural firm every summer for my financial support and experience. However, I enjoyed the challenge and the friendly atmosphere not only in the campus, but also in the community at large. There were always extremely friendly people who were ready to help and want to become friends with me. After graduation, I did not return to Hong Kong to see my parents and the family as they expected immediately, as I was chosen as one of the planners working on the master plan of the 1967 World Exhibition. Only after the approval of the master plan in December 1963, and after 5 years away from home, did I return to Hong Kong to see my parents and family. However, due to my commitment with the corporation for the 1967 World Corporation, I had to continue my work on a project as a second hand in charge of the permanent buildings and exhibition building of Mackay Pier, and also one of the theme buildings, the main provider. After Expo, I started up my practice in architecture. In China, we refer to all our school we attended as mother school or Muxiao. Therefore, McGill is my mother school of my higher education. It follows that McGill is the mother school of all fellow graduates today and all the other graduates. At McGill, I learned the basic knowledge required of an architect. A good architect is not just someone who can design a good-looking building. A good architect has to understand the engineering disciplines such as structural, mechanical, electrical, civil, material, and environmental science. More importantly, a good architect has to investigate and deeply understand the sociological factors related to the building you are designing. In the planning of a housing development or apartment, he or she should consider the best interests of the people living in these buildings. In designing buildings for an office, you have to consider the environment for those people who actually spend one-third of their time in this building. With the same philosophy to carry out the shopping mall or the campus building, we got to take note on the surroundings and neighborhood and the parks and the nature around you before you can do on your final design. The world is changing and moving forward quickly. It's not possible to learn everything in the classroom or in the office. If you are working in a smaller office or even a larger one, you may not have the resources to get all the pertinent information to do a good job. Even though today you can get general information through internet, one does get important extra knowledge through observation and experience and interaction with the others. Over the years in school, you have made friends with many of your classmates and professors. Consider them as your extended family member for life. Consider them as your brothers and sisters, or uncles and aunts. They will remain as part of your family and offer help and support in the future. After I finished my study at McGill, a long time ago, I never felt I left McGill. I've kept in touch with many of McGill graduates and professors. I consider them as my brothers and sisters, or uncles and aunts, as time changed, of course. As a matter of fact, in Hong Kong, I heard one young professor addressing another professor belonging to McGill as Aunt So-and-so. Dear fellow graduates, you became members of this great McGill family when you entered McGill. Remember the valuable knowledge and friendship that this great institute has extended to you to meet your future. There's an important saying in Chinese, Yan Shui Si Yuan, which means, when you drink water, think of its resources. on the fifth floor of the James Wong building. These four Chinese characters appear in a plaque in front of the entrance of the material science lab. This lab is dedicated to a professor of the donor, a former McGill graduate in chemical engineering. This former graduate in chemical engineering donated a significant amount of money, enormously. The Wong Material Engineering Building was donated by another McGill graduate in architecture. Other recent buildings, including Trachea Building, the Bernini Life Science Building, were all realized through the generosity of the McGill graduates. Other graduates have remembered McGill by contributing scholarships and fellowships which may have benefited some of you today. These have been created by the McGill graduates to remember their alma mater. This endowment will benefit students in the years to come. Many McGill graduates have returned and acknowledged this great institute with their brain power, knowledge, and generosity. Outstanding examples are sitting right here on the platform today, including our chancellor, our principal, many governors and governors emeriti, and of course, the professors. I hope you will come back and visit your mother's school or alma mater frequently and be part of this great family. I wish I could be back in Hong Kong to be near my parents after graduation, but I could not, as I mentioned earlier. I will always remember the gift of life, the gift of caring, and the gift of education that I received from them. How I wish that my parents are here today, seeing me being awarded this honor from my mother's school. I'm happy that my wife, my son, my daughters, my son-in-laws, and my nephews, and my grandchildren are here today. At the same time, I'm greatly humbled and appreciative that McGill has considered me worthy of this honor. A heartfelt thank you to McGill. Today, many of you have your families with you. Do enjoy the blessing of togetherness with your family and be thankful for their love and generosity. I'm happy that I share this momentous day with you, fellow graduates and family. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Lau. Your story and your words are an inspiration to us all. I now invite Professor Jim Nicel, Dean of the Faculty of Engineering, to present this year's teaching awards. Dean Nicel.
Madam Vice Chancellor, the Faculty of Engineering places great importance on teaching excellence, and it is recognized each year at spring convocation. Our students recommend the nominees. Their enthusiasm and the insightfulness of their comments say a great deal about our winners' qualifications and expertise, as well as the important value that our students place on an enriching learning environment. This year's award recipients are Professor Anne-Marie Kaitzig of the Department... I think a few of you recognize her. Open and adaptable are two words that always come to mind when describing Anne-Marie Kaitzig. She has many strengths, but students say they are impressed most by her willingness to adjust her teaching style and create a better learning environment. An enthusiastic proponent of active learning techniques, she seamlessly combines her substantial knowledge of engineering concepts with strategies and tools that encourage creativity and problem solving. Memorizing exam answers holds no sway with her. A buoyant outlook and a no-nonsense approach to doing what works best to educate and inform have earned Professor Kitzig appreciation and respect. Madam Vice Chancellor, I am pleased to present Dr. Anne-Marie Kitzig of the Department of Chemical Engineering so that you may present her with the Engineering Class of 1944 Teaching Award. Our second award winner is Professor Srikar Vengalatori. Professor Srikar Vengalatori is this year's winner of the Samuel and Ida Fromson Outstanding Teaching Award in Engineering. Like all great teachers, Srikar Vengalatori knows how to transmit knowledge clearly and effectively. He's extremely adept at explaining complicated theories and processes in a step-by-step manner that enables learners to grasp the essence of the material. He is supportive and inspiring. He provides extremely useful feedback, and he has an intuitive sense about how best to connect with students. Impeccably organized and well-prepared, his notes are clear, he answers questions thoroughly, and he uses visual teaching aids effectively. Students particularly appreciate his ability to relate theory to practice and his readiness to treat minor mistakes as valuable opportunities to learn. Madam Vice Chancellor, I am pleased to present Dr. Srikar Vengalatori of the Department of Mechanical Engineering so that you may present him with the Samuel and Ida Fromson Outstanding Teaching Award in Engineering. And last, but not least for certain, we call forward Ms. Nancy Dunton of the School of Architecture. Ms. Nancy Dunton is this year's recipient of the Engineering Class of 1890 Teaching Award. Exceptional powers of analysis, unique skills as an orator, and a remarkable ability to interweave micro-level details with macro-level concepts are just some of the accolades that earn Nancy Dutton top marks in her students' eyes. Exceptionally knowledgeable about Montreal's urban landscape, they say her historic and political insights about how the city was shaped literally bring course material to life. Students appreciate the clarity of her lectures, her energy and enthusiasm, and her taking time to explain her evaluations, which pinpoints where they must work harder. She truly motivates students to succeed. Madam Vice Chancellor, I am pleased to present Ms. Nancy Dutton, course lecturer in the School of Architecture, so that you may present her with the Engineering Class of 1890 Teaching Award.
I now invite Professor Martin Crisworth, Dean of the Graduate and Postdoctoral Studies, to present this year's winner of the Carrie M. Derrick Award for Graduate Teaching and Supervision. Professor Crisworth.
Madam Vice Chancellor, colleagues, students, friends and families, Professor Thomas Skopeck. Oh, there he is, okay. Professor Skopeck joined the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering in 2006, and he holds a prestigious Canada Research Chair. While at McGill, Professor Skopeck developed, coordinated, and taught a new and innovative course on nanoelectronics devices. His teaching contributions also expand to other departments, and he is a guest lecturer in several courses in the departments of chemistry and physics. Professor Skopek clearly puts his students at the center of his research program. As stated by one of his supervisees, "What an amazing supervisor, really above and beyond." And we don't get that, and we don't get that too often. He has supervised an impressive number of students, and his students simply adore him. Professor Skopek has a very productive lab. His students are publishing at a very high level. Clearly, Professor Skopek is a committed mentor who provides his students with the perfect environment and supervision. He effectively prepares his students for the professional world as well and helps them reach their academic potential and succeed in their future endeavors. As a small token of appreciation for all he has done for this institution, McGill presents the Carrie N. Derrick Award for Graduate in Teaching and Supervision, and I might add, this is an award that is, there's one for the whole university, to Professor Skopek, and look forward to many more years of his inspiring and enthusiastic supervision of our graduate students.
Et maintenant, il me fait grand plaisir d'inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, notre principale et vice-chancelière, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Finissant de 2015, graduating class of 2015, all of us were determined to gather here this morning, come rain or come shine, to express how proud we are of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Savor today. Enjoy it. Celebrate. I also ask that you take a moment to remember all the people who have supported you in your studies. Today is a special day for them as well. Now, graduating class, I ask you to all stand up, please. And please now turn around and give a big round of applause to all those people who have supported you. Merci. Merci. Today is a day of celebration, but today is also bittersweet. You may not believe me now, but I think that you're going to miss McGill, and you're going to miss going to classes. Now, I know, maybe not just yet, but believe me, it will come. And I say this out of experience because since arriving at McGill, I've had the great privilege and pleasure of sitting in on many classes. And they're all great. I really enjoy them. There's one in particular that I enjoy very, very much, and I've been to it more than a dozen times. And that is the Master Voice class in the Schulich School of Music. The class is held on Saturday night, which is a perfect time for me to go to class. And so I go very regularly. But even so, even though it's a perfect timing, I wasn't able to attend the last class of the term, and I'm already looking forward to the fall so that I can return to the class. The professor in the class once said to me, "You know, you've been here so often. It's like you're one of the students." "That is not fair to the students," I said. "After all, I'm just listening and enjoying myself, not doing any work. This is not fair." And I said, and I added, "Believe me, you would not want me to sing." And he surprised me with what he said next. He asked me, "Can you breathe?" Well, of course I can breathe, I responded. Well, if you can breathe, you can sing. Now, don't worry, I'm not going to burst into a song right now. But I love that idea. If you can breathe, you have a voice. And looking at you on your graduating day and thinking of what you have accomplished, I know that you have a voice. And I think it is very important that you use it. You have a mind that knows how to learn. You have determination and you have talent. You have ideas of your own. Now use your voice to take those gifts into the world. Use your voice to share your knowledge with others and to share their knowledge. Use your voice to ask questions. Use your voice to stand up for what you believe in. And use your voice to help other people find their voices. There are certainly some excellent role models here with us today. Arthur Lau, our honorary degree recipient, who we've had the privilege of hearing just a minute ago. Our provost, Anthony Massey, is another. As you may know, this is one of Professor Massey's final convocations as provost. Tony has brought a wealth of outstanding quality to his nearly 10 years as provost at McGill University. He's a distinguished scholar, a devoted teacher, and an inspired leader. He has left his mark on the learning environment at McGill, bringing to it both excellence and innovation. And he is a visionary with a keen sense of where McGill should be headed. Please join me in thanking Provost Tony Massey for devoting his talent, expertise, Now, another person who's had an important voice in our university is Dean Scriseworth, and it is also one of his last convocations. I'd like to have words of praise also for Dean Scriseworth because he's had an enormous impact on our university. He's been a steadfast champion of graduate students, and he has brought to our university very important initiatives focusing on quality of supervision and enhancing the learning skills of our students, the professional skills of our graduate students. Félicitations, Dean Scriseworth. I hope that you can all enjoy a bit of time to celebrate and to relax before the next verse in your life. Mais si vos classes vous manquent, si votre alma mater vous manque, revenez chez vous, à McGill, le plus souvent possible. Les portes de votre université vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. And please keep in touch. We all look forward to hearing all of your voices in the days and years ahead. Félicitations.
Well said, Madam Principal. I'd ask the audience to please rise now as our Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Go now in peace and share the gift of learning that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of knowledge for the benefit of all. Tout que nous venions et où que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous les aurons guidés par l'amitié et la solidarité. et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
And now to close proceedings, Professor Purdy will lead us in the singing of O Canada.
Love, Thank you.